This is WSKG News. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is taking credit for the state's budget turnaround, from huge gaps to healthy surpluses. But as Karen DeWitt reports, a watchdog group says Cuomo is relying on future funds that have not yet materialized.
Cuomo often lists his achievements as governor when he gives speeches. He likes to recount how he turned the state's finances around, as he did in his inaugural address earlier this year.
We turned a $10 billion deficit into a $5 billion surplus.
That part's not true. They have budget gaps.
Elizabeth Lynham with the budget watchdog group Citizens Budget Commission says the surplus is, at this point, fictional because the money has not actually materialized yet. The $5 billion surplus does not actually happen until 2019, and it occurs only if state spending growth is limited to 2% or less a year for the next 3 years. If spending goes on at its current rate, then there would actually be a $2 billion budget gap. Lynham says Cuomo has done a good job at holding the line on spending to 2% or less a year during his first term in office, but that does not guarantee it will happen in the future.
Been able to show surpluses because he's got this assumption that he holds in place that he'll stay at 2% in the future years of the plan. Now, you know, we aren't there yet, and so we don't really have the money to spend.
Lynham says Cuomo's limited spending on state operations and health care, two large chunks of the budget, but education spending has been growing at a much faster rate. Currently, the budget projects school aid to increase by just 1.7% next year. But Cuomo has promised that if the Senate and Assembly agree to a long list of education policy changes, he'll agree to more than double the school aid increase.
It takes a lot of juggling if you're going to do a huge school aid increase to stay under that 2%.
Cuomo is counting on the spending rate to stay at 2% or less in order to pay for a multi-year phased-in property tax cut. It's known as a circuit breaker and is based on the percentage of property taxes compared to a homeowner's income. It would cost $1.7 billion when fully phased in. A report by Citizens Budget Commission says it's unwise to make large future commitments until there's a specific plan in place to fund the tax break program. State Controller Tom DiNapoli agrees with the watchdog group that if nothing is done to rein in the current rate of spending, the gaps would reach around $2 billion in future years.
We still see gaps that are there.
But the governor's budget office, in its financial report, says that viewing the projected gaps as actual future budget holes is misleading. They say those numbers are based on the assumption that current funding levels for the programs will continue at that rate of growth. They say that since they plan to hold the spending growth down to 2% or less, those programs will not grow by that amount. Controller DiNapoli agrees that the 2% self-imposed spending cap is a laudable goal.
That aspiration is an important one and a valid one.
But the controller, as well as Citizens Budget Commission, are saying essentially, don't count your chickens until they're hatched. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.